The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. I'm John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Besley, Big Dick Toledo. This is the Morning Sickness, and we're ready to go for another Thursday. And then Jeremy's, too. It's Thursday, so he's headed out.
My man.
This morning to get to the Operation Hydration stuff going on. It's a perfect morning. I walked outside, and I'm like, oh, this is what we need to be running around in right here. This is great. If you've got an inkling of ambition in the morning, which I have none of, you should get out and jog or ride a bike or walk or do something.
It'll be, from what I hear, the next 3 mornings, yeah. If it's not.
Didn't plan stuff. Yeah. Do things. It's perfect. Yep. It felt so good to walk outside this morning. So, living that for a little bit. Outstanding. I after the Suns lost 2 nights ago, you're in your sports funk, trying to get back. You know, I'm like, all right, time to shift gears. Let's do a little NFL magic, huh? Just watching Steelers.com stuff, paying attention to what's going on with my guys. Steelers-Cowboys report early because they're the Hall of Fame game this year. Got another week and a half. The Steelers and Cowboys will be playing football. 2 weeks, I guess. Fantastic. So I'm like, this is good. This gets me back into the groove, and maybe a football season will get me amped up. What did they show last night? One day after the Suns get bounced. Super Bowl 30, goddammit. I turned on the TV. I'm like, what's going on the NFL Network? And there's Larry Brown picking off Neil O'Donnell again. Like, I have to watch this. And, of course, I had to watch. I had to wallow and stew in that madness of Cowboys Super Bowl 30, 20-17, damn it. Neil, you were driving, and it drove me nuts. And then I just sunk into a deeper sports funk. I'm like, what are we going to do next? Watch the Bartman game over there on the MLB Network and just try to kill me all just right out, right here on the couch.
Relive that magic?
Oh, brutal.
Did you call Katrina last night?
Yes. I had her on speed dial. I'm like, hey, not for nothing. I know it's going to cost me a few $100, but what the f*** was Neil thinking?
What are you talking about?
Neil, I mean, come on, Larry Brown's the only guy there. At first pick, he just floated it.
I think he got hit while he threw.
I think he was just afraid. You're a good therapist. I didn't know you would know about this. That's pretty impressive. But yeah, no, I didn't. And yesterday was weird for me because of there's a guy out there called, I forgot his name now. There it is. It's Robert J. Modjerjewski.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So I don't know who found this.
Brady, I had a buddy of mine, Jeremy, sent it to me. Another Jeremy.
Yeah, not Toledo's
brother. Not my man.
Not under the bus Jeremy.
He sent it to me and is like,
how does he know me? Just from pictures on the web?
Yeah, you know him. He was you met him a couple times. I think he might have gone to Dobson, too.
Yeah.
He was the one that had the cabin chili mix.
Brady, I don't know people like you do that way.
You mean the food didn't throw you?
Yeah. That's not how I identify.
You've met him a couple of times.
I have never. Does he have a big nose, blonde hair? No, he has.
Anyway, he sent it to me.
Oh,
like,
of course.
He's like, holy doppelganger.
It's the scariest thing I've ever seen. I sent it to my dad, and he goes, what are you doing, like some sort of a thing for a military movie or something? Like, that's not me. What are you talking about? Like, that's some guy. There's a picture of this hero from Vietnam, Robert J. Modrzewski. That is the freakiest form of... this is probably him in his 20s. This is me in my 20s. I mean, it's... My dad didn't know. My dad couldn't tell the difference. And he's like, I'm completely fooled by that. I sent it to a couple other people. I'm like, look at this. I joined the Marines. Like, would you do one of those face swap things? No. But kind of in reality, this picture of this guy, it's like the most... Everybody's got that doppelganger thing. And it's a little bit like, this is the scariest one. This fooled me for a second.
Mine. It is freaking.
Yeah, you've got doppelgangers all
everywhere.
You got, there's yous, but if it, but never like your face.
Yeah, that was an eerie match.
Like, this is, somebody borrowed my face.
It's like looking at the pictures in The Shining.
Yes.
He's looking at
in the picture, and there, that's
him.
That's exactly what I said. Yeah. I'm like, this is that thing at the end in The Shining, which, by the way, 100th anniversary of that was just a couple weeks ago, the big party at the 4th of July up at the, and they did the thing on the, it was great.
Up but at the resort.
When Jack sees himself in the picture and he realizes, oh my God, I think this is me. I think, and my friend Mike said, well, thank you for your service. I hope your time in Vietnam wasn't bad. I'm like, it was so bad I don't remember it. None of it. It's PTSD bad. So I started to research this dude. What a human being. Robert J. Madrudruski was.
Highest award.
Oh, he's got like Medal of Honor. Yeah. He's got all, he's just decorated beyond belief. And here I am, fart jokes, using his face for a much, I'm like that, remember the movie Multiplicity? Not many people do.
Yeah.
Where Michael Keaton just kept duplicating himself until it was completely retarded. Like, and then that one was running around being him. This poor bastard, people are like, you look just like Robert.
So is Robert still alive? Did you get that 87
far? 87 years old.
Oh, wow.
Here's what I'm going to look like in a few years. Not so bad. He's aged well. I mean, I have to keep up with some stuff. I have no intentions of being 87. Look at this one, Brady. This is one of those Medal of Honor.
That's the one that I sent you. I'm like, he looks a little younger than you there, but it's a good match.
It's like currently, this is about it, right? You put this side by side, his 87 and my 49. It's unreal. I hated this. I don't know what this did to my brain yesterday because it got me into that hole. There's only a certain amount of faces. Like, every snowflake isn't the same. And he's bald. Like, he's been shaving his head since he was young. It's the creepiest thing in the world. So tell your friend Jeremy to go f*** himself, Brady, because that screwed up my whole day. I mean, I sent it to my friend Mark, the color one. This thing, the one where he's standing in front of the American flag. And I'm like, how about this? And he just texts back, wow, why did you do that? Like, it's not me. It is weird. But
I can get in trouble for that, man.
I've not seen
you're going to use that. It's
federal stealing valor is what that is. You can't dress up like a Marine like that. It is. We'll put it online. This is the and I want to meet him now. I want to be like, dude, I'm the cruddy version of you. Like, you're the Vietnam hero. You're the one who killed all those Vietnamese people and torched all those kids. And you're the hero. I'm nothing.
That's right. Goddamn it. Now you take my face and you do something good with it.
His face is living on in me. I'm like Titanic. I didn't like that. Do you have one? Have you ever had anything like this?
Nah, I haven't seen anything like that.
It's
not that close.
It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Might have been like Brady's. You know, it's similarities, but not dead on. That's dead on.
That time I was watching Jeopardy and Indian Brett Festley was on.
Similar.
It was you.
Similar.
Except for...
That one was eerie.
As an Indian. I'm like, it was weird. But Indian... I still have Indian Brett Festley somewhere in my phone because I giggle at it a lot. But, I mean, that was a...
The gravy definitely merged. Masala and...
You would not bat an eye at Indian Brett Festley. And look at Brett and say they're not brothers. That was how close. But I wouldn't say anyone would confuse the two of you.
No. This could be confusing.
This dude and I walking together, you'd be like, is that your twin brother? It's creepy.
I hated it.
And why is Jeremy looking up people that look like me? Who is this?
Yeah, how did he come across that?
You know, he's the guy that had the Chipotle barbecue in his hand once.
Brady. This is not how people describe each other. I hope Brady doesn't ever witness a crime or something. Like, what was the suspect like?
Well, I'm pretty sure he liked Chipotle barbecue, and he's got a meat rub fascination. He was in that aisle for a little while.
Did you see him kill the woman?
Oh, yeah. He used a very specific type of knife technique, used mostly for cutting pork.
All right, stop talking to this guy. Let me give somebody who's actually watched the thing happen.
He was eating a hot dog at the time.
Smelled of hot dog water, so probably had him. So ballpark would be my guess. Not one of them kosher weird.
You never forget a guy that smells like hot dog water.
No, you don't. You very rarely forget that guy. But yeah, I didn't like this at all. It screwed up my whole day. And then I had to watch. I got people looking him up now. Hoffman just goes, holy, he looks just like you. I know, Hoffman. Is it on our website now?
Did
Toledo put it up?
No, I don't think so.
Hoffman did that. It's hard to spell his name. If you guys want to play at home, it's Robert J. Majewski.
The Magic Man.
But he's got like also he's got like a Krzyzewski spelling of his name. I Googled all night. I just had Google all over him.
I'll post it.
Yeah, do it, Brett.
Yep.
Well, but I think he's that one is the creepy one. That's
the color one or the black and white one?
The black and white one's flat out me. Oh, I don't like that at all. When you sent it, I thought the guy had done some sort of amazing Photoshop. I thought it was like our Eggleston guy.
Right.
who did something. I'm like, well, what did this guy rape some people? And now they're putting my face on him. And now I'm like, ha, ha, ha. No, he's a hero. They just exact same face. I've not seen a doppelganger.
I knew I
like
had
that.
A brother who's grown out of my shoulder for 6 years, but I thought we'd put him down.
I want to meet this guy now more than I want to meet the other John Holmberg that keeps turning me down for meetings. The good one, the one there in the Virgin Islands that wins yacht races. I want to know a
somehow
guy
we should get a picture of you and send it to him.
I don't have many pictures of me, thank God, from when I was younger, but the ones that I have, I could find one that would be exactly the same, probably about 25, 26 years old, which is probably how old he is here.
Hit up mom. I'm sure she's got to have that
she's
stuff.
Got, I don't know if it, honestly, there's not a lot of pictures of me in my 20s.
Oh, really?
No. I hate them. I hate cameras. I hate photographs.
Let's get that 99-cent captain's hat and just get to
dress me up like him and take a shot and go, you're not the only one of these. I'm the left side Twix. It's weird. And then you start to wonder, is that my dad? Is that my real dad? I look a lot like my dad, but I think maybe this is my real dad.
You're going to make Toledo jealous. Don't
now
do,
I've
do,
got
do
two
that.
Dads. You're right. I feel like I'm like that girl from the 80s. I've got Greg Evigan and Paul Reiser. I've got two dads.
Superstar Evigan.
Toledo, I've got to go to my other dad's house. And he wants to see me. Yeah, Toledo's looking for a guy that looks just like him, too, and just never found him. I got him falling out of the woodwork. Brady's friends, when they're rubbing their sauce and meat all over. Look what I found. Picture Holmberg. I don't like that.
Hey.
What? How did you describe him? He was a guy with what? The Chipotle chili rub?
No, cabin chili.
Okay. Where did I meet him?
Christopher Creek cabin chili mix. Here, a couple of times. He's been here. He put some gift packs together 1 year for the Heatstroke Open.
Okay. I remember the product.
I
don't remember
the
guy.
He's the guy behind the product.
Okay. Did I meet him with the product?
Probably.
I remember I'm just saying I remember the baskets of the stuff that you've talked about. Like,
this is my guy.
She stood by that
and
basket.
And then he had a tent at
people.
The farmer's market. He was selling his stuff and Brady's sauce, too.
At a farmer's market that I did not go to?
You know that guy.
Just came into Flavio. So a farmer's market I didn't attend would be how I know it.
No, you knew him from the heat stroke. He'd put a real cool toolbox together, and then he did something for Father's Day for us, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have to be reintroduced to him. Still not somebody I remember as a person.
Memorable.
Yeah. These are things that, these are items.
Oh, he's not a memorable guy.
Items, but, not him.
His items.
Yeah, I want to know him. But that was creepy. And he evidently remembers me to the tune of looking me up in other forms. Creepy. Jeremy.
You guys hooked up in high school.
Maybe. I don't remember a lot of my life. Evidently, I was a Vietnam hero, too.
A gentle lover.
I hope so. I didn't feel it. Hey, what I don't know, as long as we all had fun at the end. Walked away with a couple thumbs up and a fist bump. Anyway, that screwed up my whole day. So I've been just researching him. He's a fascinating guy. He's got a Wikipedia page. He's such a big deal. He's got a Wikipedia page of all his accomplishments. I don't know if it like how many Charlies he knocked down. I didn't see that like stat list, but I mean he did some
Tunnel King.
So his Tunnel King, that's what was his nickname. Bob J. Tunnel King Medjidjewski. It's weird. So if you've got yourself a doppelganger out there like this, you start to question everything. Like now I'm convinced this atheist, this is all a computer simulation. They're using the same faces. It's like the crowds in a Madden football game. It's like every 25th one is the same. It's like
how
keys for a car.
How often are they using the mold?
Yeah, how often are they planting this ugly-ass mold on people? It's not right. You only have a certain amount of faces, and then 7 billion people you're going to stumble into. That's the thing with car keys. There's only like 25 per
Hondas
are famous because there's so many Accords that your car, if you try, eventually you're going to
get
one.
A crossover every once in a while.
It's like 1 in 8.
There's some ridiculous number that
they're close. The keys are close enough.
Think
that you
about
can
it.
Open it.
You can't make a different key for every car,
right? Yeah. Well, man.
So you gotta look and say, okay, this was the and new, I look at like now maybe with the blips, but the.
But there's only so many frequencies, too, on that.
Exactly. But I've never been in a parking lot and hit mine. They're pretty amazing about that. I still don't get that because I figured you'd eventually start hitting your
I had a buddy back in the day. He hit his alarm and it chirped off somebody else's, too.
No kidding.
Yeah. Garage. And I'm like, that ain't you. And he goes, no, watch. And he did it again. And, it was.
That's pretty cool. Garage door openers. I used to drive through neighborhoods and just hit it and see if I could get one to open.
Seen it happen.
I have not. But now I've seen my face on another person, or technically his face on me, because he's older than me. How many times has this been used? Remember that Nicolas Cage guy? Everybody remembers that Civil War picture that came out that was Nicolas Cage, and he was on our show, and we asked him about that. He looked a little slow, don't you think? I guess. He looks just like you, but I guess we'll call him the slow version of you. My guy doesn't look slow. So now, thank you to Google exposing the cracks in the Matrix. Because essentially that's what it did yesterday. Oh, I was kind of sick to my stomach. All I could do. And the weird part was all I could do was eat that chili rub. I didn't know what was going on. It was like I'd been hypnotized.
I did hesitate about sending it over because my he could really freak out about
it. I did.
This.
I completely did. It was hours of me just staring at this guy and Googling. My phone died and I just plugged it right back in and I sat for that little apple to come back on so I could get right back to research. It was weird. And in the midst of all that research, I found out Mormons are starting to fight back about their underwear, which
did
is hilarious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Mormons are starting to go. All it took was one Mormon telling the other Mormon, I'm getting UTIs. One girl Mormon told another girl Mormon, I'm getting UTIs because I like to hike and we can't take off our magic underwear. And the magic underwear has given me these rashes and the rashes are turning into infections that are turning into UTIs. It's like my eighth one.
Oh.
And so they're like,
she said to the elders, my vagina needs to breathe.
Right, yeah. And the elders are like, I've never heard that word before in my life.
What is that?
Ah, vagina, vagina, vagina. Don't say it anymore.
That should be a t-shirt right
my
there.
My vagina needs to breathe. Sign Moroni. So in the middle of searching this dude in the Matrix faults, I see that story and I'm like, okay, I got to take a second for this one. Mormon is struggling right now because, I've always said that. Like I said to Tom Papa last week, I've always thought, I know that the Jew God hates them, the real one, the one that makes them wear the wool, not the... What do they call those? The Hasidics, the Orthodox.
Yeah, Orthodox.
The real ones that have to not use stuff. Nothing can be electronic or mechanical on Saturday. Everything has to be manual. No buttons, no cars, no. And they're walking around my neighborhood in wool suits on a Saturday. It's 110 degrees, and they have to walk to their temple. And these poor little kids are all wool.
If we touch a woman, like you bump into them, whatever it's. They immediately have to go home and bathe in a special...
The Orthodox?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Why are you, touching
that
Orthodox
women? What are you touching them for?
Whoa. Well, I'll tell you a situation. I was down meeting...
Might want to do this off the air.
Orthodox Jewish guy that was in the sauce biz up in New York.
Okay.
And his wife was
it
there.
It always relates back.
It's got a fucking sauce.
I meet him, and then I go to reach out to shake... her hand, and she yells, and then leaves. I'm like, what'd I do?
Yeah.
He's like, you can't, the rule is,
well, that's
if you
just
touch her.
Silly. That she reacted that way is even sillier. You're in a public setting.
She was mad at me for reaching out. Like I should've
Nobody knows that dumb rule. And if you act like that, she got a screw loose.
And I'm like, Shlomo, what did I do?
You're trying to touch one of us. What are you doing? I don't like you.
Stop it.
She was pissed because she's not again. Someone else tried to duck.
Calm down, lady. You're out in public. Not all of us are in on the magic. I'm going to try to do a cordial social cue. And if you flip out and run away, you're borderline 71 IQ R word. But yeah, you got to wear that wool all day in 110 degrees. Your God doesn't love you. The magic underpants, if you're getting UTIs left and right, you got to tell somebody in the church, hey, God may have been wrong about this. My needs to breathe.
Two kitchens in your house?
Yeah. Who's that? Oh, because you got to have the special one and the one that works.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you have to have two
kitchens? You can't use any sort of modern anything. There can't be buttons. Like the Orthodox thing has like no buttons, no.
And I think the
no mechanical.
Separating the types of food that you can cook in the kitchen.
Everything has to be manpower on, I think, Saturday.
So Sunday through Friday, you can play PlayStation, watch DirecTV.
Yeah, Saturday, nothing can be. Like, that's the day that you have
Shabbat or something like that.
Is that it? I don't know. Has to be manpower. In the real strict one. And I'm living by the real strict one because they're crawling all over the place. They're everywhere.
Oh, that sucks.
Crazy hair and stuff. But, I would rather do that than the magic underpants every single day. Especially if it's not letting me. Especially in Arizona. I don't need a second set of clothes under my clothes. Sounds awful.
It's all murky while you're hiking.
I get swamp butt without it.
Blech.
Oh, and you're trying to hike in that? Can you imagine the stains?
Chafing? Cotton chafing?
Mormon bacon strips in your drawers because for the Lord? God will give you a break, right? I want a God who I can turn to and go, dude, UTI. I'm pissing blood every 5 days. I think it's the underwear. He'd be like, cool. You don't have to wear that. That's cool. Nobody can see it. I know you mean it. I know you're thinking it. We're good here.
It's thinner, the better. Nobody can see it. It's easier for the guys because they're basically boxer briefs and the Mormons.
Yeah, but it's a t-shirt, too. It's a big onesie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a onesie.
Because I know it's on their site. They sell it.
But I know they can buy, like, there's a name. You can buy Calvin Klein makes up that meets the requirements. Right, is it a onesie? I thought it was a onesie.
Designer magic underwear, too.
A good one. You might be dealing with some people who have made concessions.
But they get a sweet deal on their undergarments.
But the real authentic stuff is that onesie. It's like a little jumper. Like a romper. I think it's a man romper is what they call it, which I would never wear. It's gay.
You use man and romper.
Yeah. I just don't want a god that says, nope, got to suffer through the UTIs if you love me. I'm like, I guess I don't love you that way. You don't care about me at all. Why do I care about you? It's like, let me out of these panties. You have to wear them. You have to. I'm like, no, I don't. You be cool, man, for a second. Just be cool. No. These were the rules when I started them, and they're the rules today. Well, things have changed. We moved here. You have to admit he's wrong if you take the underpants off, and now you got a big kettle of fish there. I was wrong about the whole underwear thing. As a guy who saw forward everything, I didn't really catch on to the UTI possibility. And we certainly don't want ladies wandering into elder meetings talking about their hoo-haws. So the underpants are now mesh. Sexy, sexy mesh. That shouldn't cause any trouble at all. You can see their little dangly button, and that some of them have the outies. And
or they
that's
just
kind of
change
gross.
The policy. No undergarments. Yeah. No underpants.
They just don't wear underwear. Sometimes you got to let that thing breathe.
All right.
Looks like two dogs trying to lick through a fence. On the bad ones. The good ones are innies. They don't show any of their stuff. If you've got one of those, you take your pants off, and they're still hanging out. That's what God would say. I made some bad ones. I'm not going to lie. There's a few of them out there. Oof. I don't know what that is. There's a good 2 inches dangling off of that one.
Tipping a few back on that day.
Oof, man. Looks like she's trying to shove an Arby's in there. Anyway, to Robert J. Majiczuczewski, thank you very much for being my doppelganger and wrecking July 21st for me. July 22nd, I'm kind of over. Put it on the website. I'll get a picture of myself. I'll find one that's equal to that. It is weird. I mean, that one was a weird one. I want to see what he looks like chronologically, like by every 5 years or so.
Did he go through a phase with a long blonde mullet? You know,
because the picture of him in the Marines, I have a feeling this dude was pretty much keeping
it
up.
When he first went in?
He went high and tight the whole go. He loved the idea of floating over to Cambodia and then into Vietnam and just Ramboing down one after another. This guy was never on the whole Forrest Gump hippie train.
Spent 30 days with a 50 cal.
Yeah, he was 14, high and tight, and ready to go slaughter some Easterners. He was ready. For sure. So that was my whole entire day. What's this? Yeah, there's the undergarments, Brady. That's the ones that you got to wear. That's a lot of underpants.
That's
for Phoenix.
That's a lot of bunching in the middle.
That's a ton of
panties. At least
it's
not a onesie.
It's pretty much a onesie. You can get it as a onesie, but that's a tucked into your underwear shirt. That's a lot going on. Those are sliding shorts for baseball. We used to have to wear those when we did sliding.
Yeah, without the padding.
All the way down to the knees. How afraid of your dick are you?
So afraid.
That's something you want to get involved. I got to be scared to death of my own dick. That's the capability of that thing.
There's three layers to get to her, at least.
She better be worth it. Break out that goddamn can open.
That curdled milk. That curdled milk.
There he is. There's Brett. Break out the can opener. Are you saying it's tight as a jar of Starkist?
Get out of my way.
I don't know
about
like what
that.
You're talking about. Break out the can opener.
Brett's like, get out of my wave pool.
It's truly the least sexy thing ever, too, to like look down on your floor and see her shirt, her pants, her undergarments.
Stacked higher than everything else?
Yeah. Do you have to wear them under your lingerie, too? I don't understand how it works.
You can't wear lingerie.
You can't?
I don't think so.
If you're married, I think it's
I think if you're not married, you better put on the lingerie over.
Yeah.
But like when they go to lingerie over. Yeah, when they go,
it's so hot.
Oh my God, I can only imagine what's under that t-shirt. Or maybe they just pour water all over it because it's white, and then that would be kind of sexy. I would give you that. It's a lot of those Mormon moms, but none of those Mormons in your neighborhood are wearing these. None of them.
I haven't seen those.
In our neighborhood, 100%.
Maybe, yeah, you got some. Yeah.
Well, they wear them, but not that thick.
Okay. Well, they're not. That's what you're supposed to wear. That's the Mormon church. Like, here's what it is. You guys can go ahead and put a pair of Joe Boxers and a second bra on and pretend your God doesn't love you anymore.
Right.
Jesus.
Moroni doesn't approve.
God hates you. Go ahead, make your own concessions. Sure. McDowell's. You're faking. You're not going to the real thing. If you don't play the game properly, you're not playing at all. Just quit. Don't bring two bats to the plate and say, well, I just didn't like using one. Well, those are the rules, idiot. You got to put the giant sliding shorts on and get your UTI because God wants it that way. But I love that story. That made me laugh. The lady went public with it. It's in Yahoo. She's telling Mormon elders, this thing smells like a canoe full of trout. And it's your fault.
Can't open her, Brett. It's your fault.
Yeah, it's like I've been home, like I'm on an Indian reservation. It's 140 degrees, and I've got my catch for the entire tribe, and I'm trying to canoe back, and I lost my oar, and we cooked it right here, and it stinks, and it hurts to pee.
Stand next to a dumpster out back of the Starkist plant.
Sorry, Charlie. There's hooks in it. It's terrible. Fishermen keep walking by and, like, trapping me in nets. We got to do something about this.
I'm tired of being called chicken of the sea.
Is God really cool with this? Does it hurt to pee now? You're goddamn right it does. Are you wearing them? Yes.
General authority for the Latter-day Saints, Carlos E. Assay, says the garments strengthen the wearers to resist temptation, fend off evil influences, and stand firmly for the right.
I get it. But if it's giving you a UTI, the church has to say, hey, if it's hurting you, you can't do that. I understand that they've got a second layer on. It's your suit of armor. So you're tempted and you get all those clothes off and you realize, I haven't taken off anything. I've got a whole other batch of clothes to take off. Maybe I should think about this. It gives you pause for thought.
I thought you came up with the magic underwear. Apparently that's a thing. Temple garments are often derided by magic underwear by non-Mormons.
That's right. And it's like calling the underwear the N-word. It's really defensive.
They're offensive, yeah.
It's offensive.
Growing up in Mesa, you knew.
Oh, we knew the magic underwear.
Oh, yeah.
You and your magic underwear?
Yeah.
I dated a girl for like a minute. Dated. I sat on her couch next to her at her house for a while. Didn't do anything. But we were going to make out and stuff, and her parents were there. And they left us downstairs. And I'm like, it's a go. Like, they want this to go down.
Did you bring out the can opener?
So, yeah, no, I didn't know. But I'm going at it. And I remember she had a tight shirt on, and I'm like, her shirt material is super duper thick.
Can't get underneath this.
She's like, another one on her. What's going on? She's wearing my dad's T-shirts. I didn't know about Mormon underwear until then. And she also had this weird zit on her forehead. Like, I had room to talk, but she had this weird zit on her forehead I couldn't get past. So the kissing and the thick shirt kind of made me go, let's get out of here. Go get some Dairy Queen. Feed that beast on your forehead until it blows. I had no right to be, but I was so picky.
I told you about that years ago in my neighborhood, the guys were talking about with a bunch of ODS neighbors and stuff, and they were talking about who would be the best at arm wrestling. I'm like, oh, I would take it in our ward.
Sure.
I'm like, let's do a tournament. I'll host it and I'll regulate it. We can do our own over the top, see who the champ is. Oh, I'll take it. And I go, then every round in between every match, we'll have garment girls come out holding
with
up the
rings,
next battle.
The ring
girls. Oh, we can't do that.
Was that just recently?
That was about 10 years ago.
Nice. Brady's trying to, again,
your
you've done it in every neighborhood
stuff,
you've had. You've tried to wrestle your neighbors. You had a wrestling match in your basement, and you're a weirdo.
Got to get some tournament.
You're
going.
A strange man.
Toledo.
The boys down there in their underwear and wrestle them.
Toledo, yes, you can wear lingerie. You can take the magic underwear off for sex, swimming, sports, and exercise. And also, the military is the only one that is allowed to wear sand-colored magic underwear.
I didn't know that.
Otherwise, gotta be white.
So she doesn't have to hike in that, then, sounds like.
Right, but I think even her
she's adhering to it.
If she's just walking around, I think it's giving her UTIs on the reg, and she went on a hike, not sinking. And
she's got a weak bladder.
She may have a busted pretty. I don't know, but it's just not working out.
Kegel.
And she's got to go, this is how, see, and that's, that's what she should do is drop trowel, stand in the shower and kegel.
Told her.
You should kegel more. That thing looks a little slopped up.
That's because I'm constantly trying to fix it.
Well, it looks, you got an Audi, lady. Nobody wants to see an Audi.
John, I still have nightmares to this day about seeing my mom's used magic underwear in the laundry bin.
What do you mean used?
There was
Soiled.
It's probably walking around by itself.
Ooh. What he said. The magic S word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mormon.
Is that somehow different?
Yep. Yeah, because it's in magic underpants. It's not that magic or it would make that stuff disappear. Anyway, I just can't buy into any religion that makes that stuff go on. That you, I can't buy into any religion that if I've got a recurring problem from the thing, it, like if the Bible kept burning my hand and I had to go ask, can I stop carrying this? I would just stop carrying it because I'm a free-thinking individual. Hey, guys. My whole entire vagina has been just burning for years, and the doctor says it's because of this. Well, I'm sorry, but it got to burn.
Sorry, Karen, you're the first to complain about this.
I bet she's not, but she's the only one with the
yeah,
courage.
Maybe we'll find out there's a whole...
Well, there's got to be a slew of them because it wouldn't have been on Yahoo
for years.
If the, all the other girls
did. It's a movement.
It's like the Cosby girls. The first one stepped forward and like 40 others said, me too.
Right.
It's the Me Too movement of Mormon underpants. Those pants have been wrecking ladies for you. Ladies, shed your undergarments. We'll have an undergarment burning party right here in the parking lot. I'll set up an upside down cross. He'll turn Moroni over and he'll put a tuba in his mouth.
Careful, we might have some Mormon faith downstairs.
Oh, yeah. We do. Oh, no, we do. We got a couple. And yeah. I talked to him about his underwear. But he doesn't have a vagina, so like it's not.
So he's okay, no yeasties?
Yeah. I don't think if he's got it from that, how bad are those underpants for you? Anyway, I just thought that story was a riot. Just take them off. Part of our celebration of... That's silly. You realize it's silly, right?
Yes.
You guys have quit a lot of other things, like, you know, hating black people.
Well, so your God has
take
been,
the underpants.
It's good. It
your God
good
has
move.
Been busy with the rules.
Look, there's been a ton of edits.
It's
the
76,
biggest one in the
right?
70s. Yeah, it's like, all right, that whole black person thing, that's backfiring in a huge way.
We need it for our
and Mormons, Mormons, don't fight me on that because it was in your book that said oh, anybody who disagreed with him was punished with black skin. That's, look, Brett loves that religion.
We that's gotta
a,
be
that's
better.
Funny comedy right there. It was a great sketch. I tell you what I'll do. Listen, as God, I can do this, so it's great. Anybody who disagrees with me, I'll turn them black and make them the scourge of earth. Put it in the book.
I don't think that's a good idea, Lord. Put it in the goddamn book.
Jesus Christ.
Ironic.
Hello there.
Well, I can say it. I'm allowed. You guys can't say it. Put that in the book, too. Don't say, don't use my name in vain. Only I can do it. It's my N-word.
There's a magic underwear support group on Facebook.
About UTIs?
What? Really?
Yeah, it hasn't been used in a while.
Facebook?
Yeah,
they're all
bad.
Used in a while.
All bad.
The underwear?
Yeah. They all took it off. Realize the freedom. Yuck. That's gross. That's a silly, silly religion. So knock it off. If you guys don't, if you're getting UTIs from your underwear, just think, you know what? Pepsi, the whole black people thing. You can make some changes. Adapt, adjust, overcome, and just unquit. Free yourself. It's 6:17. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800. A good one to free us all from our burdens of magic underpants. I've freed myself from underpants years ago, not even religiously.
And now they dip in the water.
Oh, it's amazing. That's not because of my underwear, Brady, or boxers anyway. I just don't need two pairs of clothes on. Best thing I ever did was find these Lululemon shorts that have this like fine mesh keeper in there.
You'll like this one.
What's that say?
Magic Mormon underwear. Repels bullets, knives, and most importantly, logic.
Exactly. Hang that poster. Back in the days when they were walking across the country and it was freezing the whole time, maybe some extra layers
yeah,
was a good
made
idea.
Like long johns.
Don't take it off. The Lord commands you wear extra. It's hot. It's going to be cold tonight.
They moved to Mesa. Are you kidding me? You got to keep double layers on? Dumb. Your religion's dumb. Your God should have sent an addendum. If you live in, you know, climates below 80 degrees, I want you to keep the underwear on. But I understand. It's a little bit much. Yeah, give us the wake-up song. Scream it together. 585-9800. It's 98 KUP. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.